The Conductor by Jerry Keneally. Prologue. Lima, Peru. Victor Petrov stood with his hands on his hips, surveying the pewter gray sky. He was a tall, slender man, his thick silver blonde hair combed straight back from his forehead. His eyes dropped and slowly scanned the deck. The wood was a moldy dark green color, patched with envelope-sized pieces of sheet metal. The pale pink Spanish-style house had seen better days. Small holes in the stucco, tiles missing from the roof, the walls dripping with unpruned bougainvillea, the garden area overrun with unkempt fruit trees. The smell of rotting vegetation assaulted his nostrils.
"How can you stand to live here, René? How long has it been?"
"A while," René Santos responded cryptically. Petrov no doubt knew exactly how long he'd been in Lima. How had he found him? An informer? A mistake on his part? Or was it just luck? Bad luck? It had been 9 years since he had last met with Petrov. That meeting had taken place in a much warmer climate, a two-story tent in Libya, where priceless Kerman rugs were placed directly on the sand as if they were no more than cheap cocoa mats. Petrov was wearing a suit for that meeting with Gaddafi, a typical, cheap, box-like Russian's suit. Years earlier in Cuba he'd worn a uniform, a crisply ironed uniform, the chest littered with ribbons, in direct contrast to Fidel's faded battle fatigues. The three of them had stood on a beautiful Havana beach, tossing a baseball casually back and forth, as they discussed the possibility of bombing...